Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football season's back. Starkey and Muller. Malzy rejoins me for the morning show tomorrow. A little change of pace. But tonight, both of us and all of you, well, definitely both of us, I was going to say, are going to be forced to watch this game. And I imagine most of you will want to watch at least part of it. And it's a significant game, even though it's preseason, even though it's going to be sloppy and probably boring in some parts, especially near the end against the not really Philadelphia Eagles. It's the start of a new era, perhaps, at quarterback, where Mason Rudolph, this will be your first chance to see the guy that the organization has pegged as Ben Roethlisberger's possible successor. Hoped for successor. That's why they drafted him. Someday they see him replacing Ben. They had a first round grade on this guy. Nobody has any idea what he's going to look like on the field in a real NFL game. And while this might not be a real NFL game, it's about as close as you're going to get in August. And how can you not be intrigued? When I walked in here today, Andrew Filippone said, which would you rather watch? Pirates, Giants, or Steelers, Eagles? As it turns out, you'll be able to watch most of both because the Pirates are late. And I said Steelers, by a long shot, at least for the portion of the game that Rudolph is playing. Because when are you ever going to get a chance to see him play for the first time again? I'm fascinated by this dynamic at quarterback behind Ben. Now, Ben has played, contrary to popular belief, most of the games over about the past 4 years. He had 1 year where he missed three or four, and that was it. Other than that, past 2 years, he's missed one game that mattered. That's it. And he played 16 games a couple years in a row. Then he played 12. He plays most of the time. He does, but all it takes is one hit. And right now, the Steelers are definitely lining it up to where Landry Jones is the guy that they trust more if Ben went down in Cleveland, for example, in the opener. But things can change. Things can change fast in pro sports, right? Mason Rudolph plays great tonight. Landry Jones stinks. Then all of a sudden, if you thought there was a 5% chance that Mason Rudolph could supplant Jones behind Ben during this preseason, well, maybe that shoots up to 15 or 20. Then he has a good week in practice. Then maybe he gets a start because they want to look at him with a little higher quality of player. And then you got a story on your hands. I don't think it's going to play out that way, but there's a reason they put people on the field. And it's not like Landry Jones is a high-impact player. He's an adequate backup quarterback and has probably reached his ceiling as a player, and that is adequate backup quarterback. Rudolph's ceiling, at least as the Steelers see it, is starter who may someday replace a Hall of Famer. That's the way they see it. And I don't think he ever will while Ben is healthy and functional, but someday, I mean, Ben is in his mid-30s and has talked about retirement. Now that Todd Haley's gone, he may play for 15 more years, but he has talked about retirement. And this is the guy who's been pegged as his successor someday. So I'm curious about your level of intrigue here at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. And I'm curious if you're rooting for that to be the case. Do you want Mason Rudolph to be one heartbeat away from the number one quarterback job by the time preseason ends? Or do you trust Landry Jones more, as the Steelers clearly do, at least now? But now is nothing, because nothing's happened yet, right? I mean, what does now mean? We're in the middle of beginning, really, of training camp. It means nothing. What means something is what happens between the lines. And I can't think of a Steelers preseason. I think Paul Zeiss just wrote about this at postgazette.com that has more intrigue around it than this one. And it's not just there. Terrell Edmunds, I'm really curious to see what he looks like. He's looked great in camp. I like that pick the second they made it. I want to see him play. I don't care who's on the other side. No Foles, no Wentz. I don't care. I want to see the dude on the field. And then the backup running back situation is the other area that I can't wait to see for myself. Jalen Samuels, I talked to him the other day, a guy who all he's done in his football career is score touchdowns. He had 59 in high school and 4 called back, as he made sure to point out to me the other day. Another 47 at NC State. Is there a legit battle between him and James Conner and Stephen Ridley to see who might be part of the game plan in week one along with Le'Veon? And who's going to be one heartbeat away there? Very curious to see James Conner, what he looks like on the field tonight. So there's a lot going on. James Washington, another guy. I'm going to be watching intently. Are you at 412-928-9370? And what do you make of Mason Rudolph? The Steelers went out and drafted a quarterback that they had a first-round grade on. Nobody thought they were going to do that. I'll say very few people, especially locally. Locally, I would say nobody thought they were going to do it. Nationally, some people thought they might go for a guy in the first round. Well, they essentially did because they had a first-round grade on Mason Rudolph. They went for a guy that they picture someday leading their team. And I'm curious if you want that guy to move up the depth chart starting tonight. Because one hit on Ben, and suddenly the Steelers' season is in peril.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.